So we are celebrating today the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. This is significant in my priesthood because I was ordained a priest on the eve of the solemnity 25 years ago in 1995. I will never forget this feast, as I always recall my maxim, my motto, when I was ordained, which runs this way: "You did not choose me, but I chose you," from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 16. The Holy Trinity gave me an opportunity to answer that call to be of service of God and His people. And I thank God for this. We have a saying that two is a company, three is a crowd. It is easy to deal with two people than to a group of people, most especially people who are annoying and unhelpful. But our celebration today teaches us otherwise. The solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity gives us a glimpse of God wherein all is possible. How can three persons be one God? In the sacred scriptures, we can find the number three with significant meanings. The figure three symbolizes completeness and perfect symmetry, and reappears at all the key moments of the Christ story. His life itself constantly reflected the Trinity. Three figures make up the Nativity in Bethlehem: the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Their first visitors were three wise men. Later in the desert, preparing to begin his public ministry, Jesus was tempted three times by the devil. A good story should have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And Christ was a storyteller par excellence, and three figures prominently in his parables. The prodigal son is about a father and his two sons. The Good Samaritan tells of the behavior of the three passers-by: the priest, the Levite, and the Samaritan. The sower sowed his seed in three different types of terrain, yielding three different levels of harvests. The end of his life, as the beginning, as again the three motives. During his passion, Peter denied him thrice. On the road to Calvary, he fell three times. The crucifixion scene has three figures: Christ between two thieves. Before his resurrection, he spent 3 days in the tomb. So we can see here that three is not a crowd, but a gesture of love, friendship, complement, and support for one another. The Holy Trinity is the manifestation that God is love. There are three persons in the Trinity: the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Together, they represent the fullness of love. The Father loves the Son, the Son loves the Father. The Holy Spirit is their love for each other. So we are made in the image of a triune God. God the Father who created us, His Son who saved us, and the Holy Spirit who continues to guide us. So my sisters and brothers, so what is the lesson this solemnity is teaching us? We are product of love. So we must be the reflection and instrument of love for one another. We are called to imitate, follow, and be a good example of love. Because in love, through love, and by love, we become sons and daughters of God. Our lives must be the mirror of the Blessed Trinity, the fullness of love. We should always be innovative, effective, and creative like the Father. Caring, considerate, and compassionate like the Son. And share, give, and dispose our gifts, our capacities, our talents in the service of others like the Holy Spirit. So we must be the reflection of the Blessed Trinity. That is, we must radiate, shine with and through love. So my sisters and brothers, especially in this time of pandemic and every day of our lives, we must love today and always. Let this be our prayer. God our Father, recreate in us your initial purpose, that is to love you more than all things here on earth, so that we may be good and faithful servants of your Son, and fill us with the Holy Spirit to renew the face of the earth. Amen.